Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Vice President of the Potters Guild of Las Cruces, Barbara Williams, to tell us about the annual holiday show and sale Friday, November 22nd in Las Cruces at the Las Cruces Association of Realtors, 150 East Idaho Avenue. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me come on.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Potters Guild, how long they've been together, and how you are a bridge to the community.
Okay. The Potters Guild was organized 31 years ago. It started because some of the ceramic artists in Las Cruces got together and said, we need to be an organization to educate ourselves, to get workshops, to do firing. One of the first firings they did was at the Rio Grande, and they did a pit firing. So they got together, a small group, and formed the Potters Guild 31 years ago. Since then, we've been very active in Las Cruces, and this is a big time for us right now because we have our annual holiday sale coming up late in November, November 22nd and 23rd.
Currently, how many members are there that will be selling this weekend?
There's going to be 20 members who will be participating in the holiday sale.
This gives an opportunity for people to view what the artists do?
Exactly. Our 20 artists set up, they have little booths just like any kind of art show, and we have tables and everybody puts their artwork out. And most of it's available to sell. Some of it is really large sculptures, and so they don't sell. But this is an opportunity for the Potters Guild to give back to its members and provide an opportunity for the members to sell their work.
And you're an artist. You've been here in Las Cruces 8 years?
8 years, yes.
And what kind of art do you do? What is your medium?
Mainly I do functional pottery, functional stoneware that you would use in your kitchen, plates, vases, mugs, lots of mugs. I have apple bakers, so functional types of things. I also do high-fire porcelain, like porcelain vases, with crystal glazes. And it's fascinating to me because I make my glazes and the crystals grow during the firing. So you never know what you're going to come out with, but you can...
Explain that. How do the crystals grow inside?
The ingredients in the crystal, mainly a zinc, provides the impetus for the crystals to start growing. And I hold it at temperature like 2,000 degrees for about 4 hours. And during that 4 hours, the crystals just magically grow, if I'm lucky. Sometimes they don't turn out at all.
Well, that's something interesting that people don't realize, that how long it takes to a cup that you might use for a cup of coffee or your bowl for your cereal, how long it takes for that to be made.
Exactly. And I fire them, and my total firing usually is about 10 to 12 hours for my crystal glazes. Other firings can be much shorter, and some of our members do a lower firing and different kinds of firing, and all of our members do a lot of different kinds of work.
So you have members who are new artists, so that they're not professionals, and then others who are. Tell me about that.
Participating in this sale, we have a lot of members who have taken classes at the Museum of Art, and they're just getting started, and this is their first opportunity to be able to meet the public and sell their work. Other artists that are members of the guild don't participate in the sale. Some of the artists like Richard Rising, and he's part of Rising Sky Ceramics. He's been making pottery for years and years, and he sells mainly online now, but he's in Las Cruces. So we have a lot of different kinds of members. Some of our members have been professionals for years. Other members are just getting started, and this holiday sale provides them an opportunity to present their work to the public and sell.
How long have you been doing pottery? You've been in Las Cruces 8 years. Is that since you started in Las Cruces, or was it before? Where did you come from?
I came from south of Mobile, Alabama. I've been making pottery since the early 80s. So about 30 years I've been making pottery, and it was part-time. That was not my profession before.
And what was your profession?
I was in public health. I was a public health educator before.
And how does it feel making pottery? What was that first feeling when you made something?
Oh, being creative. I was never creative before, so making pottery was a thrill. And I think, especially when you open up your kiln, you don't know what you're going to get. And it's so exciting to see something turn out really well. It's just wonderful.
What would you tell someone starting off new that is apprehensive about doing it?
I feel like there's just no mistakes, really. If something doesn't turn out, just do it again. And just enjoy the colors and the different glazes. And, participate in a class. They have classes at NMSU for beginning students, and also at the Museum of Art.
And at the annual holiday show and sale, again, November 22nd and November 23rd, you'll be able to see works of art such as tile, some sculptures, pillow coverings.
Well, the pillow coverings are a wife of one of our potters, and both of that couple is a member of the Potters Guild. But she provides, she comes and brings her, not quilts, but her fabrics.
Oh, so there'll be more than just pottery?
Exactly.
There'll be some fabrics
exactly.
as well.
Some fabrics. She's also participated in making a quilt, which we're selling raffle tickets for, which will raise money for El Caldito. That's part of our Empty Bowls fundraising, which is for El Caldito, the soup kitchen.
So this helps the artist, plus it helps the community with El Caldito.
Exactly. We also have jewelry makers, and they're making beads or... Some of them do some glass work and glass beads, and they're members of the Potters Guild as well. But they expand what they're working on as far as not just clay, but sometimes glass and beads and wonderful jewelry. So jewelry will be there as well.
How many years have you had the annual holiday show?
About 15 years. We've been doing this for quite a while. Yes.
And what do you anticipate the public to see this time? Something different from last year, maybe?
We have more members participating this year. We have 20 members, and last year I would say we had 13, 14 members. So we are filling the exhibit hall at the Association of Realtors on Idaho. So, and they have a large exhibit hall in the back of their office there. So you plenty of parking. We have refreshments, No charge to come in and look.
And this is next to Comcast.
Next to Comcast, just east of Comcast. The Comcast office is there on Idaho.
Tell us about the artists, each of the artists, and what their medium is.
Okay. Well, Joe Angelo, he recently retired from the school system in Doña Ana County, and he does functional work. Wendy Baldwin moved here from the East Coast several years ago, and she makes a lot of slab work.
What is slab work?
Slab work. You can do a lot of different methods of making pottery. Slab work, we say that's hand-built pottery. You have a roller, and you put a piece of clay in the roller, and it comes out and makes a slab, and then you put the slab together, like, on sides and makes a box. You could make a box. So you can do slab work, hand-built pottery, and then the other type is wheel-thrown pottery. So Wendy does a lot of slab work pottery and very beautiful glazes and decorations on her slab work pottery, but it's also functional, so you could use it in the kitchen again. Maggie Garrett, it makes large sculptures. She's from Deming, the Deming area, Columbus, and she makes large sculptures. Mary Ann Hendrickson is starting to make face mugs and little face pots. And she's recently started and taken classes at the Museum of Art. Beth Landers Chittister makes jewelry, beadwork. Diane Lamarbe is from Deming, and she makes wonderful sculptures. She works with slabs and makes sculptures. Rudy Lucero does raku, and I should explain raku. Raku is a Japanese method where you fire a piece to about 1900 degrees and take it out when it's red hot and put it in a trash can full of sawdust or newspaper, and you get these wonderful, wonderful colors.
And doesn't it burn the sawdust and newspaper?
It does.
It burns into the pottery.
It does. It burns. And when it burns and all the smoke makes the pottery, where it's not glazed, black. And where it's glazed, you get these wonderful, wonderful colors. It's a wonderful technique. So Rudy does a lot of raku pottery. Sally McCollum does functional work. Jim Moore does functional work. Darlene Nelson makes dolls. She makes wonderful dolls and animals that can be hung on the wall. And she uses clay, but she also uses things like hair rollers and incorporates that into her sculptures. And it's just so much fun. Darlene Nelson's work is a lot of fun. Chris and John Northcutt. Chris does the pillowcases that we've mentioned before, and John Northcutt does functional work. Linda Reeder Sanchez does jewelry. Randy and Janine Summers do sculptures and tiles. They decorate tiles, and they do also boxes. Cindy Waddell does boxes. Edna Zuniga does a lot of functional pottery, a lot of chip and dip sets and plates and casserole dishes. So that's just a few of ours. Mary Lou Lacasse, she works in mosaics and puts mosaics together and like in boxes and in decorative pieces. So hers would not be as functional for food or cooking in it, but something you would put out on your coffee table.
So we get a little bit of everything, which is interesting to find out what the different types of pottery methods are, or the, like you said, raku, and you had the other method, the layering or the...
My crystal glazes, raku,
different.
And then the slab work, layering with the slab work and making boxes. And also we work sometimes, or some of the hand-building artists work with coils. And you've heard of coils. So they would take a coil, roll it on the table, and then start making a vase, something tall, with coils. And then they scrape their coils. It's fascinating. To me, it's fascinating working with ceramics.
It would be if you've never seen it done. And will they have some exhibits as to how things are made?
We may have some demonstrations there. I'm not sure who's going to be demonstrating for this show, but that may happen. Otherwise, we do have some of our members who make jewelry will be working with jewelry there. So definitely you can see how they're making their jewelry.
There's some ongoing projects that the Guild has. I see here empty bowls that you do. That's for since 1993?
Exactly. This was our 21st year in October, early in October, for empty bowls. And the fall is a busy time for the Potter's Guild because we have empty bowls and we've had about 1,000 bowls purchased at our Empty Bowls event this year. And so it was very successful, and we've been doing this for 21 years for El Caldito, the soup kitchen.
And you participated in the Renaissance Art Fair again this year?
Yes, we did. We also, we had a booth in the children's realm. And we make medallions, and every child that comes, we have what we call the dragon toss. So the little children can take the balls and throw it into the dragon's mouth, and everybody wins, and you win a medallion. We've had now our adults, but they participated for years and years every year to get a medallion. So they come back every year to get a different medallion.
And what is the From the Ground Up exhibition?
From the Ground Up, this is our big show exhibit, again, that our artists and our members can participate in. This is our 26th year for doing From the Ground Up. We've expanded it, and we've opened it up to any artist, ceramic artist, from the Rocky Mountain states. So we send out a lot of information and get a lot of artists who are from seven states around the West. And yes, we had artists from Texas, from Arizona, from Colorado, and New Mexico this year.
But is that, are they, will they participate in the annual holiday show as well?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
So.
The exhibit, the From the Ground Up, is a different show completely from our holiday sale. Just another event.
Who will be participating then for the annual holiday show?
People just from New Mexico, our members from, we have about 70 members in the Potters Guild, and our members are all from southern New Mexico. We have 20 artists participating this year, and mainly they're from Las Cruces. We do have one woman from Alamogordo, and one woman from Deming, and a member from Columbus who will be participating in the holiday sale.
But you have visitors from all of southern New Mexico.
Absolutely.
Silver City and different areas.
We're doing publicity and advertising in the newspaper to let people know about the holiday sale.
And even El Paso can come and visit.
Oh, absolutely. El Paso is very welcome.
Well, we really appreciate you coming down and telling us about the holiday art sale, the Potter's Guild of Las Cruces annual holiday show and sale, Friday, November 22nd from 1 to 6 p.m. and Saturday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Las Cruces Association of Realtors, 150 East Idaho Avenue. Anything you'd like to add?
It's free to the public. We have refreshments. There's plenty of parking. And we'll always have wonderful weather for people to come out and buy for Christmas and the holidays. This is really for the public and for their gift buying.
Well, thank you very much again. Thank you, Barbara Williams, Vice President of the Potter's Guild of Las Cruces.
Oh, thank you, Emily. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.